This is a big thing. You have to be 18 years old to have a glass of wine, but you can be 15 years old and have your pecker cut off.
Psychic is not formed yet, and if they've been exposed to that, you know, like put a porn on the device and give it to your kids, see how quickly you screw them up. But isn't it like reassignment surgery counterintuitive, because it's all about identity, right? What you identify as. So it doesn't really matter what you physically look like, supposedly, right?
Well, if sex doesn't define gender, then why are you getting the reassignment?
He who lives in harmony with himself lives in harmony with the universe.
I agree.
So if you think you can have an operation and it's going to change nature's intention, you're never going to be in harmony with the universe. A lot of these poor children, they're just disorientated. They go through a period of time where they get mixed up. But now, it's like the state is actually directing them towards gender dysphoria. Like, that's the new norm. Look, it's not your fault, and we're going to regulate nature for you. This is the new way that we're going to take care of things. At right now, Canada's fertility rate is at an all-time low. What's it going to be like 10 years from now? Seneca, who once said, to be everywhere is to be nowhere. This is the problem. Nihilism leads to nowhereness. And this is why you have so many people who are lost, and they do everything they can to try and find themselves just at the end to commit suicide.
Who would want to live in a society, in a socialistic or communist society, where they tell you your kids don't belong to you? They get to override your decision-making skills for your own children.
Because you're a white male, you're instantly toxic and a domestic terrorist.
I am confident that Albertans do not want children to make irreversible decisions that impact their reproductive health. I am confident that they do not think that those are child decisions to make, that those are adult decisions to make. I am also confident that parents love their kids and they want to know what's going on with their kids. Doesn't matter what perspective they come from. They want to make sure that they're walking the journey with their child every step of the way. And anyone who's trying to put roadblocks in that child-parent relationship, they've got I don't think they have public support.
Good on to Danielle Smith for fighting for what is right. In other words, she just wants to come up to where things should be. This is how low things have fallen in today's reality. First thing she says, and she wants changed in Alberta. Alberta will prohibit hormonal treatment, puberty blockers, and gender-affirming surgery for children 15 years and younger. Premier Smith announced Wednesday in a video posted to social media. Like, this is a big thing. You have to be 18 years old to have a glass of wine, but you can be 15 years old and have your pecker cut off.
Well, so welcome to Canada.
It's weird that this is controversial.
It's crazy. You have to be a certain age to smoke marijuana. I don't know what it is. I never did it. But, you know, like, it doesn't make sense. They want these children who are so confused to go through these horrific surgeries that they could never return back to any sense of normalcy. And this is at an age where a lot of people are confused. I mean, even as adults, people get confused, you think. And it's happening rampant in a society, especially in this Canada, where you have this, you said the Liberal Party, I would say the neo-liberal party, that's extreme socialism, which is working its way to communism. In other words, the child doesn't belong to you, you silly parents. The child belongs to the state.
Well, actually, circle back to the entertainment industry. Remember who promoted it and who pushing it? People like Charlize Theron. She had all her boys' kids wearing dresses. Will Smith, his children are all confused.
You're talking about Hollywood.
I'm just on top of my head. Like, I don't. That's not something I did research for. It's like just somebody I remember. Is it Megan Fox? Is that the, I think her kids are all like transgender or gender fluid or whatever. Not Megan. Is it Megan Fox?
One of them. They all come from Holly Screwed.
What I'm saying is, it's part of the what do they call it? Controlled behavior, or you know. The World Economic Forum thing and BlackRock thing, Larry thing, you know, we need to force the behavior. And how do we force it? We force it by releasing 14-second TikTok videos that attention span to the things that do going on and actually really do matter. They actually require longer than 14 seconds. But to show some girl dancing and shaking her ass on the your smart or not so smart device is more appealing to those people. And they really have no clue what's going on. I had a conversation yesterday with a person. I won't even say where. But I had a conversation yesterday with a person. And if you dig a little bit deeper into a climate issue, deeper than 14 seconds, people get lost. And it's like, oh, I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about politics. I don't want to talk about this. This doesn't concern me. I don't want to hear it. They go instantly into cognitive dissonance mode. What's the second point, Glenn?
Number two from Ms. Danielle Smith. Top and bottom gender reassignment surgeries will be banned for minors age 17 through bottom surgery is already limited to adults.
Well,
you know, like, number one cancer in women is breast cancer. And, you know, they're traumatized when a woman has to lose one or sometimes double mastectomy, lose both their breasts. Here they're willing to cut them out of a young girl who's a little bit mixed up. And this is in Alberta. Some of these children are a little bit mixed up. So they ship them over to Quebec to do the surgery here on them.
What was that actress, Canadian one that became an actor? The one that Jordan Peterson had a feud with?
I forget her name.
She started her career in Trailer Park Boys, second season.
Really?
Yeah, that she was Leahy's daughter.
Wow.
Wow, right? That's her claim to fame. That's how she became an actress. Explains a lot, right? She might have been molested by Leahy or something, or somebody on that. He's dead now, so we can't talk about it.
Top and bottom surgeries. You know, just think about that, what they're saying. Here you have little Franco. He's not allowed a glass of wine, but he's allowed to have his hammer and his family jewels cut out from him.
Without the parents' permission.
Okay? Because he wants to be, he feels like little Francesca.
Mm-hmm.
Really.
Anybody that's had a little bit of ink done throughout their life.
Always, a regret.
Always regrets that tattoo that you did at like 16. You're not supposed to. So 18, 19. The ones that got a lot of ink done have a lot of tattoos that they regret. The ones that were done up until 25 or 30.
But isn't it like reassignment surgery counterintuitive? Because it's all about identity, right? What you identify as. So it doesn't really matter what you physically look like, supposedly, right?
Well, if sex doesn't define gender, then why are you getting the reassignment?
That's exactly what it, thank you for saying it in the proper way.
Oh, is that what you're trying to say, my Russian friend?
You sounded like a Jew from Brooklyn. You know how a Jew from Brooklyn says, fuck you?
Oh.
Trust me.
Oh. Jesus.
You know, these poor gender, the people are mixed up. In other words, they're not in nature's harmony. There was a quote by Marcus Aurelius. He said, he who lives in harmony with himself lives in harmony with the universe.
Hmm.
And so if you think you can have an operation and it's going to change nature's intention, you're never going to be in harmony with the universe. You're doing yourself a disservice. Now, to allow young people, young children who were mixed up, to allow themselves to do this disservice to themselves, parents, you want that for your child? You need help. You have to go see somebody. Your cognitive dissonance is off the wall. You're on some type of spectrum disorder somewhere.
I think they recognize that the majority of parents don't, and that's why they're bypassing them and doing them behind their back and then again invoking the parental rights. If that was the case, then they wouldn't be so skeevy about having access to your kid and allowing him to transition without you knowing it or being able to be identified with a pronoun that doesn't use at home but could be used at school.
What's the next point?
Number three, teens aged 16 and 17 can start hormone therapy as long as they have permission from their parents, a physician, and a psychologist.
What a crazy concept. They consent. Wow, like that's just so crazy.
What, the librarian's not enough?
Oh, man, it's just... It's just weird. Do you ever see what a teacher's lounge looks like this day and age? Like the way that they're allowing them.
It looks like St. Catherine East.
This Chris Krohn on Instagram that made a post about when he pulled his kids out of school, and he just had to see the teacher being about 200 pounds overweight and be like, there's no way I'm going to allow you to influence my kids for 6 hours a day. And, you know, word for word, that's what he said to the teacher and just pulled his kids out.
Alberta parents will need to give permission before a student age 15 and under can use a name or pronoun at school other than what they were given at birth.
Well, that's a foreign concept, isn't it? That's traumatizing children. What are you talking about?
Love that we're talking about this. It's just ridiculous. These things that have to actually be done and pointed out. Like, when was this not the case, I guess? And obviously, we're at this junction now.
It used to be mental disorder, right?
Yeah. You'd have a special class and a special teacher.
And a special bus. You had a short bus. Remember, yeah. Short yellow bus?
Just again, they haven't addressed the root cause of this and the spectrum. And because it's common, it's normal. No, it's common, but it's definitely not normal. It shouldn't be rewarding. We should be scratching the surface and wondering, what is this alteration happening in the brains of these children?
Students who are 16 or 17 won't require permission. That's for the pronoun change. But schools will need to let their parents know first.
Is this going to be like an official like name tag, but then there's going to be a parent initial in the bottom left corner? So it's authorized that you could call Linda Larry?
It's like the schools know first and they say, oh, we're going to have to find a way to let the parents know what's going on.
Just make your own country. Make your own constitution, please. Like the U.S. is the white pill. Daniel Smith is the white pill of the week, I guess. And as this progresses.
That's not a foreign concept, by the way. Remember, what is it, Liberia that created in Africa? What's the name of the country?
Libya?
No, the one that they where they send all the blacks from North America to start off the free country in Africa kind of thing.
No idea. No idea what you're talking
about. See, not even aware of that.
I'm not as smart as you. I don't wear a tie the way you do. I'm just not as credible, so I don't know
I don't go to gay clubs, right? So the
Alex goes to gay clubs. That's all I heard.
Oh, your earphones are intermittent, eh? They're blocking in and out. It's funny, people hear what they want to hear.
But what I'm saying is, like, it's not that far off. It's been done in the history, and it was a huge failure, right? So they carved the same way they carved Israel from Palestine. They did the same thing in Africa.
Yeah, I'm okay with that happening. It's just like your life about. You know,
how long will it last? Like, pick an island and send all the chances there.
Yeah, this now Elon Musk identified it as the death culture. Obviously, Tucker's talking about it because they're so anti-life. And let's just see where it leads. What do I need to move to Alberta? Like, how ridiculous is this gonna get? And
I'm not against that idea. I'm actually for it. I'm almost there.
Yeah,
in spirit, I'm there.
Yeah, ideologically, I'm there again just because they're just making sense. And I'm not even a parent. There's a reason I didn't want to have kids in life. I have issues with authority. And when I realized that the kids tangibly, legally belong to the parents, and now people are living it, I would have thought that way before this would make people upset. But clearly not. You have to have a minister that comes out like this, stipulating the most basic fundamentals of parental rights. And you see that, you know, the parents are not in control or in possession of their children.
A lot of these poor children, they're just disorientated. They go through a period of time where they get mixed up. But now, it's like the state is actually directing them towards gender dysphoria. Like, that's the new norm. Look, it's not your fault, and we're going to regulate nature for you. This is the new way that we're going to take care of things. And, you know, these people are going to, these young children are going to grow up. Hopefully, they're not going to commit suicide. You know, they're still our brothers and sisters, or they, them, in between. But they're going to, you know, this is at right now, Canada's fertility rate is at an all-time low. What's it going to be like 10 years from now?
Well, hence why they're flooding us with immigration right now and even openly telling us that that's the case. And as I mentioned before, people that they're letting in have conservative views. They come from conservative backgrounds. They're hip to socialism and communism. So I feel like they just keep shooting themselves in the foot. It's going to be interesting to see how they're trying to. It's not a replacement theory. The replacement theory is now an immigration policy officially. And we'll see how that fares, since they're covering our low birth rate.
What about, you spoke about parental rights, legal rights, laws, you know, all that stuff. You know what Justice Minister of Canada had to say? Attorney General, nevertheless. You know, that would be like the legal compass of the country, right? In some way, that's his statement.
If I could just touch on the Alberta point, I would say also that one needs to reflect on this as a parent. I'm a dad, Mark's a dad. Parents have these conversations all the time with children.
Hold on.
They need to be able to have those conversations with children.
Is Mark?
Sometimes.
Is that his partner? I don't know who Mark is, but he sounds like it could be.
Sometimes children don't feel empowered to have those conversations. That's a small amount of children around the country, an even smaller amount in Alberta. I think actually targeting that small minority for some.
The fact that children talks about sex in any form, in any way, you knew that they've been already abused. Their brains are not formed yet. Their psychic is not formed yet. And if they've been exposed to that, you know, like put a porn on a device and give it to your kids. See how quickly you screw them up. See how quickly you'll screw them up.
Well, look how quickly it's screwing up the men. Just the brain, what it does, the effects on the brain with the porn addiction, erectile dysfunction, but also the perception of women. And what are we pretending that kids are not consuming porn as soon as they can? Like, and how does that affect their brain and their relationship with the other sex?
Because of these sexual orientation policies in the schools, you know, my friend has a big restaurant here just outside of Montreal, and there was an 18-year-old, she's a waitress there, and she's out there gleefully telling that she's slept with over 30 boys already.
Yeah,
that's something, that's a proud of, you know, it's a badge of honor for them.
Okay, let's watch the rest.
Some political purpose in Alberta, as it seems that the Premier is doing, is not becoming of her office and is, in fact, actually targeting and perhaps even demonizing those children. We're not talking about...
She didn't say, I mean, you can refer to our first video. We played her statement. We just play you the 5 points that she incarnated. None of those had anything to do with demonizing children. All of them had everything to do with mental health and parental rights. Actually, parental rights and mental health.
His statement is demonizing parents again.
Again.
And parents are not equipped to handle this or deal with it. We'll do it for you. We could do it better than you. The state has never done... State fucks anything it touches. So whatever it's claiming to do by helping you, I could guarantee it's doing the opposite.
The new policy also forbids transgender women, as if there is such thing as a transgender woman, okay, from competing in women's sports leagues. Smith said that the government will work with leagues to set up a co-ed or gender neutral division for sports.
Who's going to want to play that? It just happened now. And latest fighter backed out of a fight when she found out that the opponent was a transgender woman.
Well, that's
initially
screwed,
a man.
That just screwed my plan, right? So I'm turning 45 this year, brothers and sisters. I'll send you the address where to send money. As a gift, I prefer money as a gift. I'll buy things I like because you don't know what I like, right? So the idea is like, I want to do the last amateur boxing fight, but people like say, Alex, you're crazy. Do you really need this? What are you doing it for? You're not doing it for the money. You're not doing it for the fame. Well, what goals are you accomplishing? You're just satisfying your ego that you can at 45 still, you know, hold a couple of rounds. And I agree with them. I thought about it long. And I am still going to do it after long discussion with my peers and Glenn here and Andre. And what I'm going to do, though, I'm going to enter a women's match because I identify as a woman for that day.
Disclaimer, Alex is 7 foot tall.
You'll be punching way above your belt.
Honestly, that would be hilarious. And you'll find probably a girl that'll want to line up with you, too. That's the kind of world we're living in.
You think?
I do at some point.
You're going to be my agent? You're going to help me? You're going to be boxing promoter for me?
Sure. I'll Don King you any day of the week, bro. I can market your 7 foot height. And then,
any guy, you know, born a man and as if you can change from that. I don't care how many wigs, how much good your makeup is on, how many operations you've had. You're still going to be an XY chromosome. That's never going to change. Good luck. But, you know, for a guy to want to compete against girls, it's because he wants to win. Obviously, he's a narcissist, right? He's a narcissist that we're seeing a lot more of them in today's solipsism society, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, the unfortunate thing, but the reality is, it leads to nihilism, complete nihilism, where the person is just never going to be happy. They don't take accountability for their responsibilities, and they blame the rest of the world, that nothing is their fault. Herein lies the problem. You have to take responsibility for it. It was it Seneca who once said, to be everywhere is to be nowhere. This is the problem. Nihilism leads to nowhereness. And this is why you have so many people who are lost, and they do everything they can to try and find themselves just at the end to commit suicide. So it's all for nothing. You've never addressed the original problem. You're just putting layers and upon layers to try to cover it up. How is that working out?
It's getting politicians a lot to talk about and allowing for this victimization and confirming these victimizations and these chronic victimization. No worse trait than these people that can't catch a break. Oh, why is this shit always happening to me? It's like, really? You haven't figured out this? You just get away from me at this point. There's a lot of people that address that. But yeah, this political class rewarding this victimization instead of forcing people to do that change from within, which is the only place it could emanate from. That's why it's going to keep getting uglier until the spiritual aspect of be the change. Figure it out for yourself, discipline, change your way of thinking. You want different results, try different actions. Instead, it's like, no, don't change nothing about your actions. Take this pill or take this government program or don't worry, come, we'll help you transition.
Oh, don't help me transition, but I will transition to finishing his video.
About their exploration of their sexuality when we're banning kids from a schoolyard or from a playground or from a sports team.
Would you take that?
That looks more targeted, and that's what I have significant concerns about. There is nothing to go. That is a completely speculative question. They've announced what they're thinking about doing. They've not tabled anything. There's no legislation. There's nothing to be taken to court. I'm not going to speculate.
Seems microaggressed. No, and now they're changing the code of procedures, if I'm not mistaken, in Canada. Include non-gender specific language and you guys hear about this? Maybe I'll save it some other time. We'll come across it.
Well, is it a Bill C-3?
Couldn't tell you.
It's nice to know that in states like Florida, you're not allowed to change your gender on your license plates anymore, on your driver's license. Okay, it's what your gender was at birth, not what it was assigned to you. It's the reality of nature. That's what you are. That's it. That's all you will ever be. So embrace it. Don't resist it. Never win.
Yeah, and embrace the fact that people are migrating to Florida and people are leaving this toxic crap. Like the people hate that as far as, you know, I don't know what they quantify it as, but you can't ignore when people are in exodus and they're fleeing from you. Take notes, be aware of it, try to modify your thinking, your legislation. That's the reality of today. How does that make them feel? Like there's no addressing that. That's why secession, civil war, whatever could lead to this officiating, I want to see what their constitution's going to look like, amend things. Just like in Canada, we had 3 years since COVID. They could have done it if they were so righteous about taking away our rights and our freedoms so easily. Then it should have been an easy amendment and then, you know, reconfigure the social contract, especially when we're talking about this transgender stuff and basic 101 parental rights. Who would want to live in a society, in a socialistic or communist society where they tell you your kids don't belong to you? They get to override your decision-making skills for your own children.
It's quite obvious that the evil has worked its way into the positions of power.
But and if you talk about evil, you talk about now you get into a spiritual realm.
That's right.
Which to them doesn't exist.
Exactly. So we live in the godless, secular society, right? So before we switch to the godless, secular society topic, I have a theory. Now, as you were talking about Florida and migration and all those migrants they're bringing from other parts of the world into the North America. I remember when Quebec wanted to separate and everybody by truckload moved to Toronto and Toronto like blew up within like how many years? 10 years it became the biggest city in Canada and the third biggest city in North America.
With all the money that left Montreal.
Montreal lost the financial capital of Canada and it became Toronto. But before then it was Montreal.
Since 1976.
And even like now it's population-wise, industry-wise. They lost the movie industry, they lost the entertainment industry, they lost everything, right? So what do we have here now? We have trans clinics where you can get your penis cut off, and you get heroin districts and fentanyl districts, and you know,
homeless people everywhere. You have a mayor who's lost control, nobody likes her.
Bike paths, we have bike paths, right? But here, think about that. What if we all migrate to Alberta? And that would be the
center. On the radar.
And that would be the center of Canada. Maybe that's the push is happening, to push us all away from those centers and create those separatist entities where it's like Sodom and Gomorrah kind of thing. Everything goes, those chicken coop farms, 15-minute cities, North Koreas, whatever you want to call them. I mean, maybe it's just done, like you're saying. Maybe
might have to at some point, ideologically, if you're persecuted. And they take away your means and your way of making a living. You know, you'll have no choice but to vote with your feet. So who knows? That's why we're living in such amazing times. Because for me already, I'd rather be around that kind of culture, that kind of ideology, that kind of social contract. And here we're just not respecting the base and the foundations of ours. So.
But I don't feel scared. Like, tell the truth. Like, I'm looking at this as like,
I ain't scared at all.
It's just an experience that we're going through. It's I'm a winner and I'm going to win. So, like, whichever choice I make to stay or go, I'm going to be, it will be the winning choice.
Still freedom of choice, brother.
Yeah. Right? So, no.
You're right in your own ship. You go where you want, where you feel the right place.
So, let's go to the spiritual concept of this and let's close up on that. Again, this is a godless secular society, right? And that's why the powers to be are able to get away with what they're getting away with. They're able to gaslight us with the concepts where, you know, being parent is wrong, where man and masculinity is wrong in many different ways. Because you're a white male, you're instantly toxic and a domestic terrorist. We'll see you on the next one.